It's Saturday, the 12th of January 2013, and it's 11:30 a.m. Why so late, you ask? Well, because we had a long lie in bed and rose just after 10. Hibernation syndrome is still strong in our bodies. But I've already been along the street to the newsagents for a special purchase this morning, so I've already been up and about, stretched the legs and breathed in the beautiful morning air. And it is an absolutely beautiful morning. Mostly blue sky. Sunshine is actually splashed across the rear wall of the house, and it's hitting me straight in the side of the face, which is lovely because it's already looking due south. It's already on its, apparently on its position to just dive suddenly. It's a beautiful, beautiful morning. Calm and still. So fresh and so full of birdsong. That would be the sun, I'm guessing. My thoughts today and have been since I arose this morning, because I preconditioned myself yesterday, is the 12th of the 12th. Exactly 1 month ago, a special project took off called Time to Understand. Set up originally by Robert R.J. Nett. A month ago exactly to the day, calendar-wise of course. And I wonder how many people remember that project. I hope that all those that took part do remember it. But then, life goes on, doesn't it? So, today, I'm thinking of all the wonderful things that were said and done at that time. And I'll be listening through some, if not all, today. And hopefully, I'll get through them all over the weekend. Hopefully. Just to remind myself all the nice things and the good things that were said and done. Because it was pretty unique, you know, and it never happened again in our lifetime. 12, 12, 12. You can take it to the nth, the 12th second of the 12th minute, etc. Yes. Going to turn round now and face the wall. You may ask why. In fact, I'm asking myself why. No, I know why. Because this microphone is a Zoom, and the mode that it's in, the birds are in front of me, but the mic in this configuration has to face me in reverse, if that makes sense. And so what you're hearing bird-wise is actually not the full... I can't even explain this. In other words, I should actually have my back to the birds, because the birds are all in front of me, as are the trees, and the wall is immediately behind me. So really, if I want to let you hear the bird song, I should turn this mic around and shut up, because then I'll be behind the mic. And maybe that's not such a bad idea, behind the mic, but with a different context. I have to go away anyway, because I have something to do very, very soon. In fact, in the next 20 minutes. So, here comes the birds in full song, as it were. Hopefully. Now they'll all shut up, of course. Guess you're just going to get Big Bird.